This is Coral Coral FM, Sound FM, www.soundfm.ca, channel 946 on digital cable, 103 on your analog dial. And the other person that is my special guest today, and I'm running a little bit late, so I apologize for that, is the one and only Shannon Lyon. And of course, Shannon is, he's from here. And he is in the middle of a Cross Canada tour right now, and he's had rave, the New York Post called him a twangy troubadour, and everybody in the hall in the UK love him. You know, he's an alluringly warm and rich vocal style that beckons you into listening and over and over. The album Wander is superb. That was from altcountrytab.com in the UK. Now Magazine, twangy, lifting, gently, countrified pearls. Shannon Lyon strings together leave little doubt that the singer-songwriter is among Canada's most uniquely gifted. I really have to agree with that. I met Shannon years ago when he was with Strange Days, and we go way back. And he's since then he's lived all around the world, Germany, Holland, Spain, and now he's back in Canada. So, and doing this cross-country tour, which he starts in Kamloops, and he loops back, and he goes right back to Kamloops, which I think was really neat. So here's a little bit more Shannon Lyon from Broken Things, and I really like this piece. It's called I'll Be Watching, and then I'm going to play an interview that I did by phone with Shannon Lyon today on the phone. This is Coral FM, and this is Shannon Lyon.
I am outside, I am knocking, I am looking for you. I am watching, I've been watching you, I've been watching you. When I'm in my mind, I fall behind. My mother told me, your friend is empty, there will be lessons for you. So if you stay there, just try to be aware, and you will grow strong and true. And I am growing strong and true. I am growing strong and true. I am growing strong and true because of you. I am outside, I am walking, and I am thanking you. I am watching. I've been watching you, I've been watching you.
Hi, Shannon, it's Coral.
Hey, Coral. Good.
Where are you? Never mind. We're seldom seen.
Yeah, that's a neat sign, Road, eh? I like that. Is it really spelled incorrectly, as that person said on Facebook when I posted it?
I have no idea.
But I'm in between Blind River and Sudbury. I've got a show in Sudbury tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been, I can't believe I'm pretty much in cross country now,
this is amazing. We're going to get to that. But I got to tell you, out of all the musicians I've interviewed in Kitchener over the years, I think you're probably one of the most revered on a global scale. Oh, my God. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, that's so generous. Thanks, Coral.
So
proud. Just haven't been able to stop the perpetual motion machine. I just keep going. So, but you know, fortunately, it took me overseas, and I managed to uncondition myself in so many beautiful ways. You know, I mean, I feel pretty blessed to have been able to take my songs there. And you know, it's, I love being in Canada though. Driving across this country is exotic. You know, it's just like, eventually you come home, and it was time. So I'm really happy here.
Well, you, yeah, I know, and you, where, okay, you have a, like, I mean, where, the operative word with you is always where.
Where am I living?
You know, where are you living? Because, you know, over the past while, you've lived in Germany, Holland, Spain.
Yeah.
I, you know, because you're such a wanderer, where, is it fair to say you get your inspiration for and gravitas, like creative gravitas, from traveling nature, meeting people all around the world? Is that what what sparks you?
Most definitely. I mean, it was sort of bred in me in a lot of ways. I mean, before I was 15 years old, I lived in 15 different cities, 15 different houses, went to 15 different schools.
Okay, what did your dad do? Is he an engineer or something?
They were always buying and selling houses, and we were just always moving from town to town. He was an auctioneer as well. So my mom, they're just entrepreneurs, and we just kept rolling. They're buying and selling, you know. Buy low, sell high.
Oh, my God. So
I ended up then in Kitchener. I ended up there. I went to, I don't know, four high schools in Kitchener. But by the time I got my guitar, when I was about 17, it just sort of seemed to make sense to me. And it was around the same time I started listening to Neil Young.
Uh-huh.
And he was the guy that, for me and for my friends, he was the guy for me personally that, as I started at a tender age of just penning my emotions to the paper and through melody and song, he was the guy that said it was okay to be vulnerable and it was okay to be afraid and it was okay to sing about it. And so that's what I did. I started singing my sorrow at a young age, and I just haven't stopped. Yeah. And I always reckon... Sorry, go ahead.
Your song, you know what? Your voice to me is kind of like this mellow kind of breeze in my ear. And it is. I kind of, you know, I have a tendency to listen to you a lot outside. You probably haven't... That's probably not okay. The first person that told you that either. Me are like... Ooh, I get this. I love, you know, Nick Drake versus Nick Cave.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's interesting. I mean, these comments do come up. I mean, the comparisons are drawn to Nick Cave, Nick Drake, which is always interesting. Those comparisons come up in European press over here. I was compared to Art Bergman once, which was exciting. I love Art Bergman.
Yeah, he's great. He is great. Well, but, it's because you have this low, mellow, haunting...
I'm a bit of a mellow thing. Yeah, I don't know how that... I mean, I don't even smoke cigarettes anymore.
Mellow dude, you know.
Joni Mitchell, what did she say? I sing my sorrow and I paint my joy.
Yeah. So
for me, it's always been, I mean, the most potent way to get my story or to get a story across is to have lived it. So I really, quite often in life, I feel like a spy. I go out and experience life and I always report back to the song.
Well, where are you? You're living in an old, like, it looks like an amazing cabin.
I live in an old cabin. That's up on, I live on the Yellowhead, off of the Yellowhead, about in between Jasper, Alberta, and Kamloops, British Columbia. I'm on the BC side, so I'm up in the Columbia Mountains, tucked away in the side of a mountain, about 25K from the next town, down a dirt road.
That is so cool.
It is great. I moved there about 7 months ago, so it's I heat with wood heat. And the mountain stream, we pipe it into the cabin, so that's my drinking water, and I've got an outhouse. And it's my recording studio. I've got electricity that we wired over from the main farmhouse down the road.
Yeah, that is great, Lost Creek Studios. I can't think of a cooler place to have a recording studio.
It's been great. People come out. I mean, it's a venture to get there, but once we're there, it's a very stimulating, very natural place to be. Mm-hmm. Bears running around, lots of wildlife.
Bears? Oh, my God. Okay, I'm afraid of bears. I don't like bears.
Are you afraid of bears? Most Ontarians are.
They freak me out.
I am.
I used to go up to Parry Sound, and there'd be, you know, bear alerts there all the time. But
We got lots here.
Mm-hmm. So, and the corner work on that cabin looks beautiful. Like, it's, How what's the square footage there? Doesn't look too big.
400.
Yeah, so
it's got a double. It's got a top layer. It's got a double floor that you can. So which I just ended up turning into a storage space. But it's pretty small. It's just a very small space. But it's just four walls, A-frame, built 125 years ago. It was the first little cabin in that whole area. The homesteader moved up there. His name was Jones.
Okay,
and he built that, and then they just redid it by the time I got to it to rent this place. There's another one down the road that is about four times the size, and I think we're moving me over there before winter.
Yeah,
so that's what's happening. I just keep buying too much recording equipment. I'm sort of getting enclosed in there. It's like a drum kit, a bed, and a stove.
I saw that. I'm like, he's a musician, so he's living with his stuff. And,
yeah.
You're always like wherever you're – I think home is wherever you're headed to.
Yeah.
Which is – you've always been that way. But I have to say, safe inside, broken things – I mean, you're an extraordinary singer, but you've also become an amazing, producer as well.
Well, thanks.
Do you, Broken Things to me is like one song that has what Rob Reed from the record would call the shiver factor. All the way through it. So I need to ask you, too, over the years, how do you write? I love asking people this. How do you write?
It's an interesting question. I don't know. I can't speak for other songwriters, but I have read about other songwriters. That same question comes up. I don't really know. I think for me, it's a physical feeling. I get the feeling. It's like it's very colorful as well. It's something that you feel. It's like the wind. You can feel it, but you can't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It comes over me, and I just have to be ready. I just have to have what I use now is my iPhone. I have a little recording app on there, so I immediately compress that. I have to have a pen and paper ready, which I always generally have, and my guitar handy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I can just pick up the guitar. I also believe that each guitar has songs in it. So if I like picking up old guitars, old cheap ones. Sometimes they're not so cheap, but I love taking a new guitar home because it has songs in it. I just kind of draw them out,
I have that's funny. I have this question written down. Do you have a favorite guitar? Like Stephen Fearing likes his Manzer and Bruce Coburn has custom made guitars.
Right.
From Linda as well. So do you have a fave guitar? Is there acoustic that you have?
When I was recording my first album, just before I started recording, I had to write it. I quit my band Strange Days. I bought an acoustic guitar. Steve Strongman took me to a shop and said, "We're going to go get you a Guild." He said, "But whatever we do, don't pick up a Taylor when we're there because it's too much money and you're going to love it." Anyway, I took a Taylor home.
Mm.
And that's 20 years ago. I bought this Taylor guitar. I've written pretty much every song since my first album in 1994, which was Buffalo White.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that guitar. It's just my Taylor. I left it out in the rain a couple times. It's been cracked and healed. It's been all over the world. I love it. It looks like it's someone just beat the shit out of it now. But that's my girl, and that's a Taylor. And around the same time, I bought a brand new Gretsch Country Gentleman at the time. I've had that for 20 years. The years unravel, I'm on stage now saying, "Here's a song from my first album. I wrote this song 20 fucking years ago." It's just fascinating. It's an elusive thing to me, time, because I just sort of climb on the walls of my own hurricane sometimes, just right in the moment.
Well, I guess they change based on your life experience. Then you go back and revisit them. Yeah. It's like remounting a play. An actor does the same role 20 years later because of all the experience he's had between the roles, it changes.
Yeah. We evolve and change. I mean, they're signposts, they're markers, chapters in the life of the novel, the life that we have. There's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, it's amazing process.
What was I going to say? The songs on Broken Things are amazing. You and Ellie, you have a great sound together, and all the songs that you did are just
She's
gorgeous.
Amazing. I love her, Ellie Kellner. Yeah,
just
what
gorgeous.
A beautiful, velvety voice she has.
You know, I am watching. I'm letting you right. go. Oh, that made me so, that almost made me cry. And, you know, losing
that
friends,
album.
And it's a, whew, yeah, it's a heartbreaker.
It's a big one.
It's a heartbreaker of an album there, Shannon.
So, that's an album I had to make, for sure. Yeah.
So, The Lost Creek Cabin, is that the name of your new album? What's it called?
This is my recording studio. I've just finished I recorded an album this past winter with Rob Szabo.
Okay.
He's a producer.
Yes, he's a longtime friend. So what's the name of the album? Do you have a name for it yet?
Yeah, it's called The Lights Behind.
Ah, okay.
Which is the title track off the record. I just got the masters 3 days ago, so I've had them on my iPod. I've been listening to the masters with Rob. I'm going to be in Toronto next week. I'm going to pick up copies of the master discs, and then it's going out to certain people. We're going to start trying to find a home for it, to figure out how to release the album, what to do with it. It's a long album. It's 17 songs. It's like a double album.
Wow. Are the Sun
and
your
it's
songs?
A,
oh, go ahead.
It's a retrospective record. It's when I started working with Rob on this project, on this album, we were going to make a new record.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point, we shifted gears. I was like, you know what? My first three albums are unavailable. I've written all kinds of songs over the last years. The labels are all gone. It's a bit of like the Wild West. This new business model is just unraveling. We're all kind of finding our way in the dark a little bit, you know? The music industry changed so much.
Anyway,
he said, you know what? Send me all the new songs, demo them up. I tracked all this new stuff that I've been writing. And then he said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through, because he knows my catalog. I've been friends with Rob Szabo since we were almost teenagers.
I know.
And he said, I'll just pick my favorite Shannon Lyon songs and we'll make a fucking record. And he did. He picked about six new ones and about 12 old ones, going right back to Strange Days. He picked a song called Last Time I Cried off the Strange Days record and a song called Corner Store. So I re-recorded songs I wrote when I was fucking 18.
I think I
so
had
that's
those
an interesting...
on a cassette.
you just might. Yeah, I do.
I think I'm pretty sure I have them on cassette.
Yeah.
I have a cassette player at the station. Okay, so that would make sense because The Lights Behind, I'm thinking, what's the story behind this song? Because he's talking about the 90s and he's talking about a basement bar. I'm like,
oh, you heard the song, right?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, it's been a whole retrospective, looking back, coming home, what the hell was that? Here we go, feeling good, forward motion. I don't look back too much, but this was a really great opportunity for me to embrace that. It was challenging because I don't like looking back. We're all a little bit ashamed or a little embarrassed. We always think the newest song is the best, and it's not the case.
Yeah.
One thing I realized when I'm re-recording these old songs that I don't even play live, I'm playing them live now because I got excited about them.
Yeah.
But I'm not writing that much differently. You know, I'm kind of the same guy, just with different experiences. And that was really insightful, and that was amazing for me. I sort of comfortable with my past and with my present, and sort of, it was a good thing. It was a healing process for sure. I liked it very much. Yeah.
Well, and you are also a producer now, so you're working with Phil McTaggart.
Yeah, that's going back 2008. We did that, and I worked with this past winter. I produced an album for Mike Coughlin, who's a songwriter out of Medicine Hat. He's from Kitchener originally.
Wow, okay.
And Douglas McLean from Huntsville produced his record. Prior to that, James Gray and a band called Merle. And we just started demos on another album for James Gray. So it's just a revolving door. The great thing about working with inspired artists is that they like to make records every year. So it's like, all right, getting busy, you know. So they keep coming back, and I love when they come back. Because it's a garden to nurture.
Are you working with Scott Wicken? Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I recorded three or four songs for Scott 2 winters ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I'm hoping his album is pressed now. But he worked with two or three different producers on that album. I just happened to be at the beginning of that. And then from there, I moved west.
Yeah, I think
so. I can't wait to get my hands on that record. I think it's out, or I don't know yet.
It's
I have
coming
to talk
out.
To him.
I think he's having a CD release party in June at Jane Bond. I think that's...
Awesome.
I've run into him a couple of times because there was a big event last week. Matt Osborne. He was.
Oh, Maddie.
Died 10 years ago last week. So there was a
wow.
big celebration for him in town, and everybody came out.
That's beautiful. You know, I wish I could have been there.
All the musicians were there, and I'm you were there in spirit, you know.
Yeah.
So Alan Jackson was there, and Eric Powell was there, and, you know.
Where was that?
At a place called Cork Hall, which is right beside McCabe's downtown Kitchener.
Awesome. Never heard of it. Great. Mm-hmm. I'll check it out when I'm there.
You will. It's a nice long bar with a stage at the back. It's a very cool new venue.
A new venue.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
We can always use those. It's kind of funny because you're touring right across Canada, and you started in Kamloops, BC at the Art We Are, and you're ending up there. Why?
I'm turning around because I live 2 hours north of there.
Okay.
I live up on the Yellowhead. That's where the Yellowhead starts or ends, and it goes up to Jasper, and I live up there. It's the first time since I moved back to Canada, which is just over 2 years ago, that I've kept the place. I usually start a tour, mm-hmm. pack my boxes, and then ship my gear and everything else to a destination, and then at the end of a tour, I look for a new cabin or a new place. But I love where I am,
mm-hmm.
so I booked my tour in a circle. I'm turning around, and I'm going home.
I think that is really cool, and the Art We Are looks like a groovy little, I saw a picture of it.
It's a cool little spot.
What's next for you after this all complete, circling tour right across Canada and back again?
I think I'm going home for 2 months. I'm going fishing. I'm going to tend to my garden. I planted a garden before I left, and I got a lot of planting to do when I get back there. I might move into a new cabin. Besides that stuff, I'm already in the works. I mean, I'm obviously got to get my new record out.
Mm-hmm.
And the tour has already been being booked as I speak. So I'm traveling across now, I'm booking my August-September tour. So I might be coming back again in August. So.
Oh, cool. So you're playing Pirates this weekend. So
Saturday night.
And you will be playing, songs from The Lights Behind, obviously, older songs. As a producer and a fine songwriter, probably one of the best that we have in Canada, what are you listening to right now? What's your favorite music, and can I play a song for you on the radio today?
Yeah, I've been I love Todd Snyder.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any Todd Snyder, but if you got Todd Snyder, play the Double Wide Blues.
Okay.
Love to hear it.
I'm not sure where you are right now at this point, but heading up to Sudbury. So,
yeah, playing in Sudbury tonight.
You know what? It's so much fun to talk to you. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you, Coral. Once again, I mean, I think it was the first interview I did when I was like 20 years old was with you.
I think it was.
We were over at that restaurant there. I forget the name of the German Schnitzel House there.
The Metro.
That's it. We sat there. I remember it clearly. Yeah.
The Metro Tavern. Well, you know what? I'll see you on Saturday. And
awesome.
I just want to wish you all the best. And thank you so much.
Thanks, Coral.
Okay. Happy travels. Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Taser with a mustard stain, rolling up a hoe outside in the rain. He's been my neighbor since probably 79. 4 years in prison most of that time. Ever since then, he just ain't been right. The old lady works days, they fight most nights. Laid off and blown off, pissed off on food. Double wide blue. Metallica song blasting from 3 trailers down. Some cut off t-shirt and nunchuck kids coming around. Tonight they'll get drunk, try to get laid. They'll end up in a fight out behind that same arcade. You know, one of those little shits broke my window last spring. I told his mama she didn't do anything. She's working 2 jobs. That boy runs loose. Double wide blue. Double wide. In construction, build spec homes. His woman left him though, so now he's down there alone. No friend of neither loves him, he don't even know. So busy chasing around my neighbor's wife, Flo. Soap opera heaven, without all them clues. Double wide blue. Keeps to himself. The war took his smile like him. Burgadan took his health. He's too old to run around with the Ku Klux Klan anymore. Still got a big old U.S. flag hanging up outside his door. I sit here watching all this nothing go on. I don't get out much since all this Britney Spears shit came on. Sometimes it's nice having nothing to lose. Double wide.
Don't need to work like you need to work, girl. You look like
FM.
Don't know how, don't know why. Got to leave you, don't you cry. Got to find a place to fall. Got to say goodbye, y'all, someday. Someday. These trains are moving fast. One day it's gotta pass. The time is a place I know. Beyond the rights and wrongs, someday. Someday. Colors fade. Eyes are blind. Only fools here think they're wise. Only friends till you bleed. Just waiting on a Sunday morning. Alright. Covered lies inside a precious child. Eyes closed, the heads of storm. Got to find his way back home someday. Someday. Had a ma, had a pa. Winds have changed, drew me on. Now I got lightning and I got rage. But I got love, girl, dying pain. Just waiting on some day. Should I try? Should I cry? We swerve and sway about. I love to lick your mouth. Why should I lie? Should I lie? We share this big old house. I don't even know myself. Why should I try? Should I cry? I've never been too long, lonely without a song. Why should I try? Should I cry? I'm letting you go. I'm letting you go. I'm letting you know. With you, I only want to love you. Why should I lie?
We swerve and sway about. I lied to kiss your mouth. Why should I lie? Should I lie? Why should I lie? Should I lie?
I'm letting you go. Oh, I love that song. That's from Broken Things, and that was Shannon Lyon and Ellie Kellner. What an amazing album that was. And then before that, one of my all-time favorite Shannon Lyon songs, Someday Morning. I used to go up north to the cottage. I used to sit on the dock and look out to Franklin Island, and that would be, you know, in my ears. So Shannon is on a cross-country tour right now, which is bringing him, like, he's back in Canada. And have you heard, he lives in an awesome log cabin near Kamloops, and he has a recording studio there, which is really cool, called Log Cabin Studios. But he's going to be here at Cafe Pyrus. And when I was in Encore the other day, hi, Mark and Al and Chris, their tickets were, there was somebody in there to buy two, three tickets for the show. So the tickets, if there's any left, they're going really fast. So I'm definitely going to go check that out. It'll be fun. Shannon's going to be in on his, you know, old home turf. And The Lights Behind is his new album, which he'll probably be, you know, playing songs from that. And he, as he mentioned in the interview, he's working with, you know, Rob Szabo, who's a longtime friend. And they've chosen 20 songs from 20 years of his music. And some of them, you know, are Corner Store and The Last Time I Cried, which were, you know, I think maybe even Strange Days songs. I'd have to check because, like, as I said, I have all this stuff on cassette. I think I was probably the first person. I think I wrote a cover story for Spotlight in the Day, which was this magazine, like a sort of a arts weekly. Was it weekly, bi-weekly that came out in the Day? So, yeah, it was fun. That's a little interview that I did with Shannon Lyon, and he's on his way to Sudbury. He's playing there tonight, and then he'll be back here, and then he's all over the place. So that was great fun, I have to say. And then, so I played I'm Letting You Go, and then I played, before that, I wanted to mention this too, some Todd Schneider. I did find some Todd Schneider, and that's one of the requests that Shannon had. So I played Looking for a Job and Double Wide Blues. Double Wide Blues was taken from a live recording, so it might have been a little bit wobbly there. But that was Shannon's favorite, one of his favorite singers. I can see why, because, you know, Todd Schneider is, you know, a kind of a politico, alt folk guy, and lots of fun. And also special thanks to Shannon Lyon, longtime pal.